third chapter of the book of Revelation. This scripture here just had some meaning to me. And so anyway, third chapter of the book of Revelation. We'll just go ahead and read verse 1, 2, and 3, so you bear with us. It said, "And to the angel of the church of Sardis, write these things, saith he that has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead." He said, "Be watchful and strengthen." I want you really to pay attention to this verse. He said, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour will I come upon thee." Father in heaven, Lord, tonight as I come before you, Lord, with a thankful heart, Lord, for tonight, and I just be able to stand behind your pulpit tonight, Lord, and preach your word. And Father, I pray tonight, God, you'd anoint my mouth. Help me to be a blessing, God, and that to the church tonight. Father, we don't want to do nothing. Yes. Lord, to be a hindrance or a stumbling block to anyone. Father, we just want to preach your word and love the people. And God, do the things you'd have us to do tonight. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now, I read this verse back at the first of the week, and I mean, it's just been stuck in my mind, and I thought this morning I might preach it, but God gave me an entirely different message this morning to preach, and but I'll tell you, this word, this right here stood out to me. He said, "Be watchful and strengthen the thing that remaineth that are ready to die." Amen? And I thought about strengthening. Now, you know, physically, if you take a look at things, and you get sick, and you know you got to have nourishment to get back on your feet, you have to have medicine and things like that to get your strength back. And we was talking about Brother MJ going for rehabilitation. I thought about my mom had a hip replacement, and they put her in rehabilitation, and you know she wouldn't do a thing. They told her, and now she suffers from that because it's weak. It never did strengthen itself back like it should. And I got to thinking about the physical part of it. Amen. How that we let things go and we don't exercise in our bodies. You know, we begin to get weak. How my boys all the time talk about how stout he is and everything. How big his arms and chest is. I said mine used to be that before they fell down where my belly was. Amen. Because I don't strengthen them anymore. Amen. Amen. I don't do the things I used to. I got older. Try to go about things a little different. Amen. But yet, you know, exercise, the Bible says, profits little. Amen. Body exercise just profits a little bit. We might gain a little strength. But I want to read to you over here in the book of 1 Timothy, if you'll turn with me. Just remember tonight, strengthen that which remains. Amen. Over in Timothy chapter 4, 1 Timothy, he said here in the 7th verse, he said this, he said, "But refuse profane and old wives' tales, amen, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness." He said, "For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things." He said, "Having the promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. He said, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially those that believe. These things command and teach." He said, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith and purity. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy, with the laying on of hands of the Presbyterian." He said, "Meditate upon these things, give thyself wholly to them, that thou may profit and may appear to all men." Amen. Tonight, I believe if we'll exercise ourselves in the Word of God, people will see a difference in us. Amen. We can get out here, we can work physically. Amen. A few years ago, I went on a diet. I decided it was time. I had to lose some weight. Amen. And I fell off the weapon because I exercised.
circumcised and I ate very little. Amen. But listen, amen, that didn't profit me a whole lot. Amen. I gained that right back. But listen, I learned in this Word of God, you can't read enough. Amen. You can't study enough. Amen. You can't pray enough. Amen. Tonight, that's what we need in our life. To exercise ourselves in the Word of God. Amen. That we will take and read. And ask the Lord to reveal to us what it says. Amen. Yeah. What it says to you and I. Now, how do we do that? He said to meditate upon it. Amen. We need to take it when we read it. Meditate upon what it says. I don't get it up. Read some dime store novel. Amen. About some cowboy or some romance novel. Amen. We need to read it and take it for what it says. And say, God, what does it say to me? I didn't read this saying now. Lord, you help me to throw off on the church. I said, God, help me to exercise myself. Amen. And what you want me to do? Lord, help me to pray more. God, help me to study more. Amen. Father, help me to understand more.
Amen.
The only way to do that, you know what the old saying is, practice makes perfect.
Yeah.
Amen. Now you said you was getting rusty in playing the guitar, because you hadn't been playing as much as you have been.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's the same way with this.
Yeah.
Folks, I am a living example tonight. Brother Jerry, the less I read, the less I understand.
Yeah.
Amen. The less I read, the less I know. Amen. The less I pray, the less I probably I get away from the Lord.
Yeah.
Because I don't exercise myself in these things. Amen. If you want to get away from something, you know what you got to do? You got to replace it with something.
Amen.
Amen. Like eating. Amen. You got to take and fast and pray. Amen. Ruth said something to me the other day about fasting and praying. I said, boy, I look like I've done plenty of that. Amen. Listen, I ain't done a lot of fasting in my life. I've done a lot of praying, but I've not ever done a lot of fasting. I have a few times for some things. I just let God know that I'm serious. But listen, anything that we do, we need to put our whole heart into it. We need to ask God, amen, to be in the center of it. He said to strengthen that which remains. If we don't exercise, guess what? We begin to die. I thought about how. Amen. When you get something operated on, the first thing they'll do, amen, is to have you to get up and walk. Amen. As soon as possible. Even home heart surgery. They want you up walking as soon as possible. And you say, well, how does that help? Amen. It strengthens the muscles of your heart. Amen. And you know what? If you don't do that, amen, your heart will stay weak. But you'll get up and you'll exercise, get your lungs built up. Amen. You'll get better. And it's the same way with reading God's Word. Amen. When we get into God's Word and we exercise ourselves in it, that's what the more we read it and the more we understand it, the better it feeds the inward man.
Amen. That's
right.
Yeah.
Good preaching.
Amen.
I thought about how many times opportunity will pass us by and we'll not read or study. And amen. He said that men may see us. Amen. See our profiting before all. You know what? The Bible says to study to show thyself approved, a workman unto God that needeth not to be ashamed. How many times? Tonight, I mean, I'm going to say this tonight. Amen. How many times? Somebody's asked me something and I was ashamed because I couldn't tell them where it was at. And you know what? If it's not in here, we don't need it. But if it's in there, we definitely need it tonight. I told them down there at church this morning they got into some things that I don't believe in, but they got into it. Amen. Discussing it. And I just stopped them. I said, what does this have to do with our salvation? If it doesn't have anything to do with my salvation, I don't care anything about it.
Yeah.
I want to know what helps me to get to heaven.
Amen.
And the only way for me to find that out is for myself. It says, to search the Scriptures, for within them you think you have eternal life. Folks, I tell you tonight, if we'll get back to the basics, Jeremiah said, seek out the old path, and when you find it, get in it. Amen, walk therein. Brother, I believe the old-fashioned way is still good, don't you? I still believe in the old-fashioned altar. I still believe in the old-fashioned singing. They ain't nothing that gets me more excited than them old hymns. Amen, ain't nothing gets more excited than to see somebody come and pray. Amen, and seeking God. But you know what? We've gotten any more in the churches. Amen. People are afraid of the altar. People are afraid of the preaching. People are afraid to get up and sing. Folks, it's high time that we woke up out of sleep and begin to work for God. Amen. Because we're running out.
Amen.
Oh, me. Now, you can't say I was throwing off on you. Amen. Oh, me. But I've learned something over the years. Bible teaches me over here in Peter. I didn't want to read a whole bunch, but I'm going to anyway, whether the devil likes it or not.
I just want God to read just a little bit more if I can find it. Amen. I just read it this evening. Meant to stick a bookmark in there and didn't. And probably can't find it now to save my life. But anyway, Peter began to tell us to draw nigh to God. And He would draw nigh to us. Amen. Tells us, amen, I can't find it right now. I ain't worried about it. Amen. But listen, He said to cleanse our hands. Amen. Our sinners.
Amen.
He said, draw nigh to God, and He'll draw nigh to us. And brother, I've learned this. The closer I get to Him, the better I feel.
Amen.
Amen. The closer He gets to me, definitely the better I feel. Amen. You know what? When I get into God's Word sometimes, I just get lost anytime. Yeah, amen. I used to read it and I used to study it. Amen. And try to show myself approved. I got kind of slack in that because, amen, I thought I wasn't obligated to do what I did. Amen. But I'm telling you, the Bible says to be ready. To give a man an answer of everything. Amen. The life that you live and how you want it to live. To be able to give somebody the reason that you live in that life.
Yeah. Amen. Right.
Brother, we need to be ready.
Yeah.
Amen. With everything that lies in us tonight to be able to tell somebody. And if we let that die, you know what? When you start drifting away from God, guess what happens? You start getting weak.
That's right, brother.
Amen. Yep. When you don't feed the inward man, guess what happens? You begin to get weak.
Yep.
When you quit praying, guess what happens? You begin to get weak.
Yep.
Now, how do we strengthen that? Amen. Get back in there and start working. Amen. Get back to exercising. You know, I used to walk. I walked 4 miles every day. Amen. And you know what? That helped me. It built my lungs up. Yeah. Well, if it done anything else for me, it built my lungs up. Brother, I've learned I could preach harder. I could preach faster. Amen. I felt better when I preached. I wouldn't run out of wind. Boy, I felt so much better about that. Hey, that was helping me. But when I quit it, guess what? Amen. My lungs went to closing.
Amen.
Yep. I sting sometimes.
Yep.
Amen. But listen, the more we exercise and do anything for God, strengthen those things which remain.
Yeah.
I heard a brother preaching this the other night. Amen. He was talking about a man on my way home from church last Sunday night. I love the message that's preached here. It blessed my heart. It helped me. Amen. I don't know if it did anybody else any good, but it helped me. And I thank God for it. He was talking about Daniel, how he prayed 3 times a day. And brother, he didn't give up. For 21 days, he exercised himself and wanting to hear from God. And you know why we don't hear from God? Because we do not put it to the test. We won't lay with it. A man told me when I got saved, he said, grab the horns of salvation, and he said, hold on.
Amen. Yeah.
Now you start letting down. Yeah. You start quitting.
Amen.
Doing this, doing that. But you know what? There's a way back.
Yeah.
You was talking about Daniel, how he prayed 3 times a day, and the Lord sent him out here in the very first day. But the devil, amen, hindered the answer. Sometimes the answer's there before us, and we can't hear it because the devil's hindered.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. But on my way home, this man was talking about a fellow who had surgery on his arm. Amen. And he quit using it. The doctors tried to get him to use it, send him rehabilitation. He wouldn't use it. And said, after a while, after the surgery, and after weeks and months had went by, maybe a few years had went by, the man was in church, and somebody asked him one day, said, what's wrong with your arm? Said, you got one good arm, and one arm's all drawn up. He said, because I quit using it.
Amen.
And that's the same way with our life, our spiritual life. It will draw up to nothing if we quit using it. Amen. It will dry up and die.
Amen.
Been there?
Yeah.
I have.
Yeah.
Guilty of sin, amen.
Yeah.
Because we let down.
Amen.
I preach to myself. I don't know what you're doing. I just preach to myself now. Amen. I love the Lord, don't you?
Yeah.
I want to go to heaven, don't you?
Amen.
How do we get to heaven? Through Him. Amen. All the other things in this world does not matter anymore.
Amen.
Amen. The church down the road may believe in this or that. Some believe you have to be baptized and that's the only way to be saved. Some believe you have to have the elders of the church come and lay hands on you to be saved. You can't be saved no other way. And some just don't know what they believe in. Amen. They're so wishy-washy. But I'm here to tell you tonight how we must believe in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Amen. Died and raised again on the third and appointed day. Sent at the right hand of Almighty God. Amen. Making intercession for us. He gave His life for us that we can be saved. That me and you can have the right to the kingdom of heaven. Hey, that's what it's all about tonight.
That's right.
I don't care if you speak in tongues. I don't care if you can stand on your head and walk backwards. I don't care. So, amen. But listen, what needs to be is to be saved by the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen.
I love you tonight and thank God for you listening to me. And listen, we need to strengthen the things that remains.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, I'll say this tonight, and I know that there ain't nobody here but us. And I'm not throwing off on you because you're here. I just want you to understand something. Those that neglect to come because they... And don't get me wrong. I know there's elder people, and right now we're right in the midst of the season of being sick. People's got the flu. People's got colds. And I've got so many people with cancers anymore, and it's just... It's unbelievable. And I said, I'm not throwing off on you tonight, but you know what we do? We get to exercise and staying home. Guess what we'll do? Each time it gets a little easier. You ever noticed that? Every time it gets a little bit easier. I stayed home one Sunday here a while back. I was a little puny, and I thought, well, I'm just going to stay home. I ain't got no appointment. I'm going to stay home. My pastor called me, smart aleck, and he said, where'd you go to church that day? I said, ain't going nowhere. Boy, he eat me up. Now, why'd he jump on me? When you got a church to lay out. Because I'll take it, right? He said, brother, he said, what in the world is wrong? I said, brother, I don't feel good. I didn't have no appointment, and I just stay home. He said, well, don't get in the habit of that. I took that to heart. Hey, man, I really did. I took that to heart. Not mad, not aggravated, irritated. I took that to heart. I've not missed any more, Brother Jerry.
Good.
Are you happy for me?
Yeah, I'm happy.
Amen. I'm proud. Amen. Don't mean I don't want to sometimes. Derek told me, I'll share this now, hush. Derek told me Friday, he said, Dad, he said, I'll get the Super Bowl. He said, you stay home. He said, all these years, he said, you've always had a pastor thing. He said, this year you stay home and watch the Super Bowl with me. I said, I could care less about the Super Bowl. I don't care who wins or loses. It ain't going to help me a smidge. All them guys going to put a bunch of money in their pockets getting up there and playing sports and stuff, and I'm going to sit at home and dry up and die, amen, if I don't go to church.
Yeah.
So I'd rather go to church and hear God's word.
Amen.
I don't know what the Lord will have in store for us if time stands next Sunday, but hey, I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
Amen. I was excited, and I was worried, and I was troubled this morning because I hadn't heard from my granddaughter. I thought, well, she'll call me at the last minute. She said, Pa, I'm not going. But all at once I heard that car door shut outside, and I thought, hey, she's here. Then I started feeling good about it. I don't try to put my horse or cart before my horse, amen. I look for the worst, expect the worst, I guess, and hope for the best, how you would say it.
Amen.
I always have. Always been that way. Boy, when God shows up and shows out, I love it, don't you? So tonight, we just need to strengthen that which remains. We need to pray more. The Bible says pray without ceasing. What word made death when I got saved? Adam, I thought, how in the world can I pray constantly? It says pray without ceasing. One day I was sitting at work, and I was working, and I just talking to the Lord. I'm just having me a big time, and God just stopped everything. He said, "See, you can do it."
Yeah.
That came to me just like a bolt of lightning, Kathy. And that amazed me. That He spoke to my heart and said, "See, you can do that." Yeah. I found that I could be doing anything and talk to God.
Oh, yeah.
God's never let me get hurt doing that, neither.
Right.
I went to Jamestown, anointed a woman one night, and don't even know when I got home. Moon was shining. I started out 127, the moon was shining, and I had some of that good smelling anointing oil, and I anointed her. Man, I got in my truck and headed up there, and I looked at that moon. Next thing I knew, I was in my driveway. Felt so good. God was with me all day. I just lost track of time. I don't believe God picked me up and transported me. I don't believe none of that stuff. But I just believe God just drove the truck and let me have a good time.
Yeah.
God's good to us, children.
Amen.
Amen. I love you tonight. You want to get us a song, please?